engaged is really a thrill. And I mourn for those who have been quiet during this televised genocide, because their loss is greater than death. Theirs is the loss of compassion and a shared humanity. And what is happening now here that makes it possible to happen, what is happening in Palestine, cannot ever be normalized, and that's why we're here tonight. Caitlin Johnstone said, in quote, "Now the Gaza Holocaust has been reignited, and the people who rule over us actively supporting this while working to imprison, fire, silence, and deport anyone who opposes it. Please understand that this is personal now. This isn't only about some strangers in the Middle East. It's also about you. It's about your rights. It's about your freedom to speak out against the criminality of your rulers. It's about the kind of society you want to live in. It's about the kind of future that you want for your children. We are not separate from what's happening in Gaza. As hard as we might try to make ourselves feel that way, Gaza is here. The waves of blood are lapping at your doorstep. The dead and mutilated children are strewn about your living room and kitchen. They were placed there by the powerful people who run your government and its allies. There's no getting away from it. Gaza has been brought right to you and laid at your feet. And now it's up to you how you're going to respond to it," unquote. Alana said that we're tired. A lot of you are tired. We all get tired. And it's possible to get discouraged, but we don't have the luxury to be depressed. And I'm probably going to cry when I read this, because I do every time. I take out my Howard Zinn. I hope most of you know who Howard Zinn is. And this is something that I keep with me at all times. To be hopeful in bad times is not just foolishly romantic. It is based on the fact that human history is a history not only of cruelty, but also of compassion, sacrifice, courage, and kindness. What we choose to emphasize in this complex history will determine our lives. If we see only the worst, it destroys our capacity to do something. If we remember those times and places, and there are many, where people have behaved magnificently, this gives us the energy to act, and at least the possibility of sending the spinning top of a world in a different direction. And if we do act, in however small a way, we don't have to wait for some grand utopian future. The future is an infinite succession of presents. And to live now as we think human beings should live, in defiance of all that is bad around us, is itself a marvelous victory.